You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The COVID-19 pandemic has led to many people feeling a financial squeeze, and some are looking to their KiwiSaver for extra funds. Izzy spoke with Jane Wrightson from the Commission for Financial Capability about why making an early withdrawal from KiwiSaver is not a good idea and should be done only as an absolute last resort. They also spoke about why New Zealanders have seen their KiwiSaver balance drop so steeply over the past month. Izzy began by asking Jane what a KiwiSaver hardship withdrawal is.
A hardship withdrawal is when KiwiSaver members take an early allocation of money from the KiwiSaver account. Now, the purpose of KiwiSaver is a long-term investment plan, fundamentally for retirement, which is a very long way away. But, of course, the early use of the money commonly is for purchasing the first home. And they're the only two reasons one should really be looking at KiwiSaver funds. The issue for early requests are for when people are in pretty dire financial straits. And the effect of that, of course, is that if you can persuade your provider to give you early access to money, you really are messing up your long-term saving capability. So it's absolutely a last-ditch option for you.
Right, so why is withdrawing from KiwiSaver different from just withdrawing from your savings?
KiwiSaver is an investment scheme, not a savings scheme. As I said, it's meant to be for the long haul. So if you are trying to sort your money out properly, everybody should have a short-term savings scheme, which is your emergency fund, and should be looking at KiwiSaver as your long-term, not-to-be-touched savings program, which again, the purpose is for retirement and also to assist you into your first home.
Right. And there's just a little bit of confusion sometimes about the difference between the KiwiSaver and the savings account. You mentioned that's an investment, but what does that actually mean?
Yeah, it's interesting this, isn't it? So a savings account is a savings account. It's in your bank. You can get it whenever you want or at the end of the term that you've invested it in, and you will get the amount of money you have in that account, plus, if you're really lucky these days, some interest coming into you. KiwiSaver is investment, which means it's invested on the share market or in various bonds or other financial instruments. So it's, you know, it's professional money, this, which is why you have a provider. Like all investments, will go up and down. So while your savings amount will always stay the same with a smidge of interest, your investments, including KiwiSaver, will go up and down depending on what the marketplace is doing. And that can be very terrifying, particularly if you're new to this game and particularly if you haven't seen it before. What we've had in the last 10 years is a very positive investment climate where people are used to seeing their investments go up and up and up, and now they're going down. Now, this is normal for market behaviour, so the worst thing you can generally do is pull out your money as the market is dropping. You need to hold your breath, if humanly possible, and keep it there, because at a point, and then nobody knows where the point is, at a point it will bottom out and start rising again. This is the history of the share market for 100 years. We know these patterns. But the first time you strike it, and I first struck it in 1987 with the share market crash, it is terrifying. And you need to know you're not alone. Don't touch it if you can help it. If you want to seek professional advice, do that. But seek advice before you do anything.
What would the long-term impact be if someone were to have to withdraw their KiwiSaver right now during this crisis time? What would be the impact over 5 years, 10 years, and onwards?
It can be quite a lot. So if you take a kind of mid-range example, if you've got a 35-year-old earning around $80,000 a year who's contributing to 3% to a KiwiSaver balanced fund for say, the 13 years when KiwiSaver started, their fund would be worth about $100,000 by the time they got to retirement. If they withdrew, say, $30,000 now, they would have a little under $50,000 less by the time they turn 65. It's a fair chunk of change. So that's why withdrawal at this stage is absolutely a last resort option.
So what should people do instead?
There's a number of options they should do. I mean, the first one we're saying to everybody is don't panic. These are cruel and unusual times, and people are very worried. We absolutely understand that. That is why the government has agreed on a number of assistance packages in the last week. They're of a type that I've never seen before. So there's leave and self-isolation support, there's the wage subsidy scheme, there's the mortgage holiday option, there's specialist support, say, for Māori communities. There's a helpline to ask people, and the easiest way for anybody to start thinking about what to do is to go onto our Sorted website, that's sorted.org.nz, which has got a whole range of information there, tips and tools and budget calculators and KiwiSaver investment options, all the sorts of things where you can just sit quietly on your device and start playing around with some facts and figures of your own situation, which will get you to a clearer understanding of what you should be doing now. If you're really in hard times, there's also a helpline, Money Talks, which is also government funded, where you can get direct access to financial mentors. Now, this is for people who really are on their bones, but it's an incredibly helpful service when you're starting to feel like there's nowhere else to turn.
Jane, do you have any other final comments?
Only that it seems tough at the moment, but it will pass. You know, this is a remarkable thing that our country and the world is dealing with. It will change, it will get better. And I think that the best thing to do is to stay as positive as you can, seek advice where you can, stay in your bubble, and enjoy some of the downtime.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.